Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, October 21st, 2011. This is your host, Adam Paulus. I've been away a few weeks because I've been in Los Angeles, I've been in New York, I've been moving, and I have to go back to the East Coast for something else in a couple of days. So that's going to be pretty zany. So let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, Real Steel was number one with $16.3 million, followed by Footloose with 15.6. The Thing with 8.5, The Ides of March with 7.1, and Dolphin Tale with $6.2 million. New at the box office this week is Paranormal Activity 3, Three Musketeers, Johnny English Reborn, The Mighty Max, and a bunch of other stuff, including Elmo, which is, Being Elmo, rather, which is a documentary on the Muppeteer. In the news, the Wachowskis are doing a new sci-fi flick called Jupiter Ascending. Warner Brothers has given Akira the green light, Garrett Hedlund is maybe going to star, Robot Chicken is planning a DC Comics special, which only makes sense because those Star Wars ones do really well, and they sell a lot of DC direct-to-video stuff. Clone Wars Season 3 at Blu-ray and DVD this week. Totally forgot it was coming out so soon. Guy Ritchie and Sean Levy are considering a Cannonball remake, and that could be very interesting. Cloverfield director Matt Reeves has been tapped for the new Twilight Zone movie, which I am now reading is going to be a series of films, not a movie that's an anthology with four segments. So that could be very interesting, but we'll see. And Habitat.com has a report saying that an all-new, all-electric DeLorean will be returning to the road in 2013, so you'll want to check that out. It's going to be very expensive, like $80,000 to $100,000, but yeah, you probably guessed as much. A clip on YouTube shows Space Ghost having a guest spot on Batman the Brave and the Bold, which proves Batman can breathe in space. Be sure to check it out. It's a five-minute pre-credit segment from the episode Space Safari. The site TV Shows and DVD has confirmation that That 70s Show will be on Blu-ray soon, which is surprising because it's a catalog title, and I didn't know it was shot on film or in widescreen, so that's news to me. Very few old TV shows seem to be getting Blu-ray release, so this is kind of a big deal and might mean a lot for other sitcoms getting released on the format, as it makes sense to do so. On sale! All film sales from Film Sales Limited are buy one, get one 50% off, but only through Tuesday. Pick up any item on our website and get a second of equal or lesser value for half price from Film Sales Limited. Those are all the film sales we have, so pick them up, they're great gifts, and if you don't, you'll be paying full price. So order today! Toy news. Last week was New York Comic Con, and not as much was announced as you might like, but quite a few things were. Biff Bang Pow got the $6 million man license, and will be doing Mego-style figures. The first revealed was Bigfoot, based on the costume worn by none other than Andre the Giant. The G.I. Joe Collectors Club will be doing exclusive dice and topside figures as part of their monthly, I think monthly, subscription figure program. Pricing is still TBD. Maddie Collector will be doing Andre the Giant as an exclusive for its website in January. And you know, Andre's pretty awesome and big. Funko announced new pop vinyl figures of Two-Face, Green Arrow, Martian Manhunter, Aquaman, Captain Marvel, Shazam, and that's it. They also announced a new V for Vendetta bobblehead, which, given everything going on, is probably a smart thing to buy. Funko also announced a new Chuck Norris talking plush doll with two machine guns and a tank top. Really, you have to see it. It talks. New G.I. Joe pre-orders are up from Hasbro, including the Techno Viper, Renegade Storm Shadow, Ripcord, Firefly, and Tunnel Rat. New LEGO figures are revealed for next year, Series 6 and 7. Are being shown with hippies, guys with bagpipes, a Statue of Liberty, dude in a bunny suit, and others, ensuring it's going to be another great year for small figures. Also, the former Walmart exclusive Jabba the Hutt is now at Entertainment Earth for $39.99. This is the one with Oola and Salacious Crumb and throw pillows. It's really good, and you may as well get it. And do I have anything else I want to talk to you about? That's pretty much it. I got a pack for my next trip, so I got to record these other episodes and get back to you next time. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. And thank you for your support. Have a great weekend and talk to you guys next time.